Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wisdom of Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, which we're featuring today. This is Mary Bike, your host, and I have a question for you. What would you do if you had all the time in the world and knew exactly what to do with that time? Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Are you talking to me, Mary? I have so many things. I have so many things I want to do. Where would I start?
Ada Marie, welcome to our show. It's so good to have you hear your voice.
I can't believe you'd ask me a question like that when I can't even... My goodness, girl. I'd like to see everybody healthy and happy.
Okay.
That's what I'd like, and I would be happy to see people, instead of dwelling on the negativity in their life, to dwell on the positive, to see the sunshine and see it as beautiful. See the rain and see it as beautiful. Know that everything in the world is beautiful if you turn your head to the light and look into the golden light of God. It's all beautiful.
It sure is. Well, as a very highly respected seer, healer, and a spiritual advisor, I know you've spent many years of studying the value of time and how to handle it. I mean, all the ancient wisdom that your great-grandmother taught you and all the experiences you've had throughout your life, certainly I think you are a good person to tell us about time and how to work with it, and what time is it best to do things, and how can we make the most of the time we have here?
Well, you know, in a school there was a I don't know who he was, some man that did a show called Father Knows Best, if you remember that show.
And early television, uh-huh.
Yes, and he was always showing people how to make the best of their time. Like he would say, hang your clothes up, and then they'll be there when you want to use them again. And he would go on through step after step, and some of the marvelous things he said was, if you're cooking in the kitchen, turn the burner on before you need it so the burner is hot when you get ready to use it. I mean, he just had 100 things, and he said, if you're going upstairs, carry everything upstairs that you need to take and bring downstairs what you need. Don't make two separate trips. He went on and on and on, and he was really very interesting. And my grandmother said, if you really want to use your time quickly, learn the best time to do the best thing, and that way you will always be in tune. Just like throughout the day and throughout every day of the week, there are presence of time. You can decide to go to the bank at 9 in the morning if that's what you want to do, but first find out if that's the best time to be there. You can decide to go to a movie at 3 in the afternoon, or 7 o'clock at night, and is that the best time to relax and enjoy yourself, or what's going to be in the way of you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
If you're mailing a letter, if you're going to the post office and you're mailing a letter, what's the best time to mail it, or what's the best time to write it? And Mary, it makes all the difference in the world.
You just reminded me of something. When I was a very young housewife, it was something that I didn't fit into particularly well, but I used to hate housework. And I once visited this lovely lady, was the mother of one of my friends, and I looked around at her and I said, you must just love housework. She said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, every time I come in here, no matter what time of day, your house is always immaculate. She said, I hate housework. That's why I get busy and I do it all by 9:30 in the morning, and that gives me the rest of the day to things I enjoy.
Right.
Wasn't that a great thing for a young person to hear?
Absolutely. And in most cases, when you see a home like that, you know that the person is at peace with themselves because they have figured out what was their best working time to do that particular thing. And then they're at peace with themselves. If somebody comes, everything's nice. If they're doing sewing, they can sew. They don't have to worry. The house is fine. If they're cooking, they can cook, and they don't have to worry if somebody comes because the house looks good. I mean, all these things. Think about that. There are times of the day when it's better, and this is, I did offer this the other day on another show. I have a card that tells you the best times of the day to do things and when and how to do them as comfortable and as easy as possible. And that is, the best time, the only thing you can't buy
hold a second. Ada Marie, is there a way that people can send for this?
Yes, they can, but let me tell you a little bit about it. There is only one thing you cannot do on Wednesday, because the Wednesday F period is in the afternoon. You cannot buy a boat. Now, I know a man who bought 3 boats all on Wednesday afternoon and early evening. Every one of those boats either sank one way or another. They run against a reef or whatever it was. One of them, the motor failed, and they hit something in the boat, got a hole in it, and it sunk. And then, last but not least, they got in the boat, and they started it, and they turned too fast and turned over.
So amazing.
I would advise you, if you want to buy a boat, don't buy it on Wednesday afternoon.
Everybody write that down, please. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Is there anything like that on other days that you can give us advice? On Saturday.
Right. But what I can do is, if you send me a $10 in a self-stamped envelope, I will mail the whole thing back to you with all the instructions. Anybody who wants it, just mail it.
Okay,
just
so
mail
give, us
Ada
the Marie. Give us the address to send it to.
It's Post Office Box 230, Oracle, Arizona, ORACLE, Arizona, 85623. And just send a self-addressed stamped envelope and $10, and I will send it right back to you. And I will send with it a card.
And just address it to Ada Marie, and they'll get it, right?
Right.
They know you.
Right, Ada Marie. That's my stage name, and they'll get it.
Okay.
What I want you to know is that I will be sending a little card that you can carry in your purse. So if you're doing something and you really are in a rush to know, if you've studied the page that tells you about it, you can just look at the little card you got in your purse, and it'll tell you what the hour is today, what day this is.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Okay, like today happens to be Monday, right?
Sunday.
Sunday, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's Sunday.
Mary. Wait a minute. We had daylight saving time. It only changed an hour, not a day.
So we're about, 1:30 or 12:30?
Well, it must be in Arizona. In New York City, it's 3:40. But, you bring up something very interesting, is that in the spirit world, they really don't give a darn about time.
They don't give a darn about time, but this is what the spirit world does. It is a very, very, very... Everything is perfect in the spirit world, because what happens there is no negativity to turn things around and make it negative. Therefore, if you are working on spiritual time, the time is not going to be the time that we are working on right now, because it doesn't fit in that time
right.
space. We're at 1:30. It's a C period, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does not necessarily in the spirit world relate to anything except positive action. It's a positive action time.
Uh-huh.
And so therefore you will work in a positive action. One of the wonderful things about it is, and I have to tell you, that when you rest at night, and you anything you do between six and midnight is the best sleep you can get. You find babies will go to sleep and they'll sleep just fine until midnight. Sometimes they wake up, sometimes they sleep all night. But the sleep you get between 6 p.m. and midnight is the best healing rest you can get, barring any. And I'm an actual survivor of that, because when I was stabbed so many times and I had to stay in bed for 2.5 years, I would sleep soundly from around 5:30 until around 2 in the morning, and then I would be awake. And I would be wide awake, Mary, and I would just lie there, and I would send healings to everybody I knew, everybody, kids in school who were going to take a test. I'd send a healing to anybody who asked for a healing or called in. I sent out healings, because when you send a healing, it comes back. It comes
back. Yeah, well, it has to go through you.
Right,
it has to go out to the world.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, everybody says, well, you're in perfect health. I said, because that's what I wanted, that's what I demanded, and that's what I sent. And that's all you have to, people, all you have to send anyone is perfect health. There's nothing more valuable and important than perfect health. Perfect health, perfect health, perfect health. I am the light of God that cannot fail, and I send this perfect health to everybody out there. All the time. And when I get a name, a name came in just before the show, and a person was very ill, and I said, just give me the name. I'll take care of it right now. And I sent that lady a perfect health, and I said, I'm busy. I cannot stop. Just give me a name, and I'll do that. And anyone can do that who opens their heart and knows that the light that shines from their heart is the light of God. They can send a healing, as long as it's constructive, to anybody, anywhere, anytime. If you're planning to send healings, the time to send healings is to look at your chart, pick out the F period, and then spend 2 or 3 minutes sending the healing. Don't spend a half an hour. Send it, let it go, and let God help that person. It doesn't do any good to sit around and meditate for 30 minutes when you can do it if your heart is in the right place instantly. It's true, Mary, you can.
And, you know, why should we waste our time trying to figure out exactly what people need when Spirit knows 100%, 1,000 times better than we know?
They do, and I say, don't bother to tell me what's wrong. Just give me the name so I can send that perfection to that person.
And
a lot of times they call back later and they say, I had this or I had that or I had something else, which was fine. I appreciate that. But basically, I know that I am a battery. I'm not the healer. God's a healer, folks. Don't make a mistake here. He's a healer. But I am willing to be a battery to send his energy to whomever has need of it at any minute, because I have received that healing myself. So,
you know, I sometimes tell people I have as much control over the things that come through me as a television set has over the programs that are broadcasted in there, you know. And it's
the truth. Cuz
I just receive what I get and I pass it on.
Right. Right. And release it. Once
yes.
you release it, it goes. I mean, that's why some people feel like they didn't get healed, because they did not release the healing that they sent out to somebody else. They
talked about it,
they thought about it, they didn't let go of it.
They got spiritually constipated.
Right, right. Somebody else.
No, we really need, you know, when we avoid doing what we came here to do, it causes a lot of problems for us as well as cheating the world out of what we have to give, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's the truth. The wisdom of knowing that you are just that battery of healing,
mm-hmm.
and every single living person has that healing within them and that battery of healing, that if they want to just turn to God, turn to the light and ask to be a light, believe me, they will be a light, and they can send it out. Just snap your fingers and send it.
Okay.
A lady called me this morning and she wanted to sell her house, and I said, give me the house number. She did. And I said, okay, now you'll sell your house by 4 o'clock this afternoon. She sold it at noon. So,
that's fantastic.
The first
so is there a special time when it's good to sell things?
There is a special time to buy, a special time to sell, a special time to do everything. But you have to get the chart and the little card. And then you study it, and then you will know how to do it. And that's what's important, Mary, is that people get it, and they study it, and it works. There's a special time to get married. I know people that have been married 75 years, people that have been married 81 years. Just recently, we had a couple in New York City, actually, where you are, and they had been married 94 years.
What?
Now, how old do you think they were when
they
got married?
They were two.
Yeah, but they weren't two. He was 13 years old, and she was 9, and they ran away from home and got married. And I can't imagine who could have married him.
I can't either.
I can't even imagine.
But I guess 94 years ago, they weren't as particular
He had started a job when he was 7 because he was going to get married and he was going to live in his own house. And he kept telling his parents that, and they kept laughing at him. But all the time, he was young, but he was big for his age. So he went around and he found an old cabin that he could fix up to live in. And then he was in school, too. He went to school. And he found a girlfriend, and she helped him, and they got married. And I don't know who married him, but they were married, and there was nothing their parents could do about it. Now, this was years and years ago, and I know a man who left home.
Almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, and I know a man who left home when he was 5 years old and never went back home again, and I actually met that man, and I said, Ed, how did you get out here? Well, he said, my mother died, and my father married somebody, and they didn't need me. So one night, I packed a bag, and I snuck out the back door, and I was gone. And they lived back east someplace. He didn't say where. And he said, and I've been on my own ever since. And he said, and he's done pretty well, actually. He's really done very well. But he said, you know, I was in their way, and I just had to clean house.
How about that? That's amazing.
But I've met a number of people who really, if people are ambitious, if they're willing to work, like my dad said, that knot at the top of your shoulders and those two things hanging on your wrists are going to make you a good life, but you have to do the work.
Okay.
It's not going to fall out of the sky. And it's the truth. It's the truth. If you are dedicated, if you're willing to work, miracles will happen. They just happen. I'm alive. I was 38 years old when I was stabbed. And my life was done right then. And they gave me a year or so to live. Well, Mary, they're a little bit behind time.
I understand. Yeah.
And my grandma, I didn't go back to the doctor because I figured he didn't know what he was talking about if he said that. And I called my grandma, and she told me to call my aunt, and between the two of them and my ability to do what they said, which was not always easy, dear, but I did what they said because I knew that my life was hanging in kind of a little balance there.
Sure.
And the time, and that's one of the things that every day at a certain time I would have to do something. And at that time, because of all the stab wounds, I could only sip water through a spoon. I could have a teaspoon of water, and I had to do that at a particular time because that's what was good for me. And although I was not hungry because I had 5 stab wounds in my stomach, so I didn't have any feeling, you know. And,
sure.
And there was plenty of pain. I mean, but pain is healing. If you really realize that when you have pain, if you have a cold, go to bed. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Stay in bed. Maybe you have to stay 3 days. The world will keep going. Just stay there and get out of bed and be well.
Uh-huh.
But when you are told you break your leg, you know, they set your leg, you have to wear that cast, right?
Sure. That's right.
And and so if you have to wear the cast, you better take care of yourself. It's the same way with anything else.
Absolutely. I'm wondering, we have some people on the line. I think they have some questions. Let's see if we have some questions here.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name? I understand, I see that you have a question.
Yeah, I was hoping Ada May could maybe give me some inspiration, the Golden Oracle.
Okay. What is
and what's your name?
My name is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay,
and what's your question?
I've just gone through a huge life transformation. I was married for over 30 years, and now I'm divorced, and I'm basically starting over. I'm temporarily living with my mom until I, you know, can get the financial stuff situated, and I want to start looking for my own place and, you know, find a job and, you know, kind of pick up and start moving forward in my life again. So I'm calling to see, you know, what guidance you can offer around, you know,
well, you know,
getting up and getting going.
And it took a lot of courage to get where you are today, young lady. Took a lot of courage. No question about that. Now that you've made that step, what is it you like to do? What is it you like to do, honey?
I enjoy helping people, but I don't really know specifics of how I'm going to do that. I did like clerical type work in the past, but I was a homemaker for a lot of my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So my skills are sort of, you know, outdated at this point.
Right.
When you were young and dreaming and playing with learning about your own self and your skills, what did you like doing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember ever really having a specific thing. I don't really remember because, I mean, people have asked me that before, and I don't remember a lot of my childhood, so I was more of a loner. I was the only child, so I was a loner most of the time, and we, you know, didn't have a great deal of money, so I pretty much just played in the yard and climbed trees and walked, you know, walked.
But I have to say, as I'm looking at your energy pattern, you do very well with children and people. People like to be around you, correct?
I hope so.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure you have friends, and they love to visit with you, and they love to talk to you. Have you ever thought about doing any work with the people who are shut in and visiting, getting into an organization where you can help people who are shut in by doing whatever they needed? But basically, that job is to have a communication with them and give them positive energy to heal. Have you thought about that?
Not a lot, I don't think, but yeah, I'm taking notes. I'm writing what you're telling me.
Well, see if you can find, and there are these things, and I don't know where they are where you are, but You know, Mary, when people are at an age where they're past 40 or 50, they can get in contact with a company where they can go and help people who are maybe shut in with an illness, or maybe family that needs help. But there are those organizations, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere in this country. And you locate one of those organizations and talk to them and tell them what you can and cannot do, or what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. Like, some people won't work at night. Some people will only work in the daytime. Some people will work day or night. Some people will not cook. Some people will. It just, you have to write out the things that you are willing to help with, and the organizations usually will find a place for you. And believe me, there's a lot of need for that. In fact, one lady, I was on a show the other night, I told one lady to put an ad in the post office for a job, and I had when I got up this morning, she too was down on the other East Coast. When I got up this morning, there was an email to me about the fact that she immediately went to a post office and got a call within an hour to do a job of helping somebody in a home situation. So that was pretty good, and that was nice.
That's amazing.
You can't be married all those years without not having a lot of knowledge, for heaven's sakes, girl. Just being married gives you a ton of knowledge.
Yeah, just learning how to market it and think of it as something that's a marketable skill, not just something you did for the family type thing. So,
exactly, exactly. Just count your value and your skills, not your jobs, because many times you're paid to do things that you're overqualified for, or that are meaningless to you, or things that are important to you. Have you thought about checking on Craigslist and going on the internet and finding possibilities for things
Do they have possibilities on the Craigslist?
Oh yeah, they have job offers all the time. And you know, it's time, I'm getting, frankly, that it's time you did something that you really liked doing, that means something to you.
Yes. Yeah.
It's time.
It seems like you've spent all your life. Yeah.
Did you have any advice or any guidance around, you know, me finding my own place to live? Because, I mean, I love my mother and I appreciate being here, but, you know, I'm needing to move on.
In order to find a place to live, you have to first decide where you want to live and the kind of people you want to live around. And I would certainly write down a list of the kind of people I'd like to live around and the kind of place I would like to live in. I would make a list of that, and I would read it over and change it as often as you have to get it right. And then the universe will help you find it. That's a fact. I was widowed with my children.
And you
got to
ask for a job and money coming in that will help you pay for it. That's easy. People forget that spirituality and practicality go hand in hand.
They do. Common sense here. You find a job that will let you afford to pay for what it is you want to live with, and then go to work. Simple as it sounds.
It's
not easy.
No, it isn't.
No.
Is that helpful, Julia?
Yes. Thank you both so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Good. And thank you. And stay online. We have someone else who's anxious to ask a question. So... good luck.
Thank you, lady.
Okay.
Yes,
bye.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you. And yourself?
Very good. And who are we talking with?
Catherine from New York.
Catherine?
Great.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Sorry about that. Somebody just came in. Hi. Yes. It's a great show, first of all. They're very insightful. I'm so grateful that you took my call. I had a question regarding work. I just found somebody. I've been thinking about him for a while. His name starts with an R, and I've just drafted an email to him to send, and I was wondering if you think that he'd be receptive, that he'd be right to work with.
Are you talking about a relationship?
No, well, a working relationship. It's someone I'd like to work with if they'd be right for the project.
This is someone you're going to be working with or you want to, correct?
Right, yes.
And it's simply a working relationship?
Yes.
Okay, then it can be okay. There'll be a little bit of a stumbling block here and there, but if you're willing to bend with like the willow and straighten up again, it'll be fine. But remember, there'll be testing times when your nettle is tested. So take the job and know that there's nothing wrong with it, but you have to be able to bend with the willow, like a willow, and keep it even keel. Do you understand that, Mary?
I'm hearing you say don't give up too quickly and don't give up too easily.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's the feeling that I'm getting, too.
Yeah.
Now, is this someone that you want to work on your project or someone that you would like to work on their project?
I'm approaching him with my project, but if he has something,
that's
open for me, that would be great, too. Yeah. Maybe that's the possibility.
So you're thinking about this is someone you'd really like to collaborate with.
Right. Like he's a little bit more advanced than me, it seems. So maybe somebody, that I, learn from, that he could bring, some new energy into.
Well, make everything.
My project.
Make sure everything is signed, sealed, cut and dried. But you're going to have to bend with the wind to be able to bring it to fruition.
Okay.
That makes sense, Mary?
Yes, and the one thing that I'm getting strongly is for you to sit down very carefully and go over your own skills and what you have to bring to it first so that you will approach this with more confidence, because you seem a little bit hesitant, a little diffident at this moment and not quite sure enough of yourself. I mean, think about what you can bring to him.
I see.
In other words, make a list of exactly what you want to do and how you want it to come out. And then look at that list strong enough to see what you have that you can make it happen with and what the other person might be able to add to it. But basically what you can do, because when you know you can do something, I know what I know. And I don't question the knowing. Because if you really go forward and you ask the Father upstairs to give you direction, he'll give it to you, and you may not like it all, but if you follow it, you'll be right on the spot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself by being sure you know that you're not vulnerable and you're not open to suggestion. You've already looked and made an idea and started moving with it. Make sure that you follow what you have.
And also, when you are more sure of yourself, you won't give away too much.
Right.
It is your project. You want to go in there with confidence and respect for the person and yet don't go in kind of begging, shall I?
Right.
Does that make sense to you, Catherine?
Totally. Oh yeah, no,
okay.
That was, yeah. May I ask? I also have another gentleman that I'd like to work with. His name begins with an A. You were saying before about timing also. I was wondering if you'd pick up on when to contact him.
What is this person's name?
Adrian.
Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. That's
exactly
what came through me. Be careful.
I got funny feelings too.
Yeah, be careful.
Sometimes two psychics are better than one.
It came out in one word.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Would you be able to repeat how to get in touch with you, ladies?
You can phone me at 520-896-9510. And I do take calls, and they're an hour. The calls are for 1 hour. And you have a free 15 minutes, which makes a call, instead of $100, $80. That's what I'm giving now for an opener for people who are looking forward and beginning to come. And I take credit cards. Visa,
as a
Master,
special for people
Express.
Who listen to this show, right?
Yeah.
This is a special for the show, yeah.
Right.
Oh, wonderful. Thank
you.
So
if you call, leave your phone number and name so we can set up a time for you to call back. I take
and
calls
also, would you like to repeat the Would you like to repeat the post office soon as you get, and also the time, because don't forget, now you are 3 hours behind us.
Yeah.
Right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yes.
So 6 o'clock your time would be 9 o'clock New York time.
Right.
Catherine.
Right.
Okay.
So, but the post office box is Ada Marie, P.O. Box 230, Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E, Arizona, 85623. And the phone number is 520-896-9510.
Fantastic. And thank you so much, Catherine. And you be sure and call her because she's very special. I can tell you that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And stay tuned because we have another caller who is waiting patiently here. Okay. Thanks again, Catherine. Hello.
Yes. Hello. My name is Mary. Nice to hear you.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
I do. I've been trying to resolve some health and medical and dental both at the same time for some time now, and there is constantly some confusion with doctors, offices, referrals, one thing and another. I most recently went to another doctor and was actually not seen because of some confusion there. I don't know what's going on, but my condition seems to keep getting worse, and I'm not getting anything resolved. I'm just like running around like a mouse in a maze. I've tried changing doctor's offices, changing specialists, and there's always some glitch that holds up process or changes. I don't know what's. I'm really.
Is it an insurance case or is it just a case?
No, it's nothing like that. It's just a chronic health problem that isn't getting resolved, and I seem to be sent from pillar to post. And there's always some glitch. Like I say, most recently I chose another doctor, and she was within my plan, but something wasn't done just right, and they refused to see me, so I wasted the day, and I continue to have the problem. It's causing me a great deal of distress, and it feels like it's getting worse. But I don't know where
to go
here. I'm just wondering if you see this something getting straightened out.
Okay. Okay, there's only one way to straighten it out. Get your pencil in hand and let me tell you what to do.
Okay.
Okay. I am calling on God to intervene and assist in this medical condition, that it is completely and comfortably and totally repaired and settled. I thank you, Father, for this effort.
Yeah, I am glad to intervene and assist medical condition and comfortably and
completely
resolved.
Comfortably and completely. I was channeling that, Mary. What did I say?
When you channel it, resolving the issue.
Resolved.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks,
right.
Thanks.
And if you write that down, and if you read it, and if you hold it in your heart, knowing that this will be solved. And you have to hold the knowing, honey. Believe me, I'm telling you, I'm alive because I held that knowing. Hold the knowing at that perfection. Now then wait for 7 days after you have done this and studied it. Wait 7 days and then go in another direction to somebody you've never met before, or you're referred to by someone.
Right, that's what I tried to do this time. I went to a brand new doctor that I had chosen that I never went to before. That's
okay.
He
had the same problem.
And there was a technicality between the way the doctor had given me a prescription, but apparently the way the office worked, it wasn't handled the way it should have been, and I didn't have the formal referral, so I was denied the care.
But that's okay. That just means that wasn't the right doctor for you to be working with.
That's right.
Spirit
it wasn't
does,
the right doctor.
Spirit works in very strange ways, you know.
And the last place that I was going, I made an appointment on 3 occasions, and each time I went back there, they had a different doctor to see me. The other one had left the office. I went back, there was another one, and the third time the doctor was out doing rounds, and I wasted the 3 appointments and not got to see either one. So I told them...
You didn't waste anything. All you did was prove that you're determined to find the right person, the right doctor.
Correct.
Well, it's taken its toll on me physically, all this running and confusion.
Well, of course.
It's just going on and on.
You turn to the man upstairs, and you know he will find the right place at the right time at the right hour, and you will be there. And if you order a chart, you can look for an F period on that, and get an F period, and everything will come out fine.
A chart?
Yeah. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope and $10 to Ada Marie, Post Office Box 230, Oracle, Arizona, 85623. And I will send you a chart, and I will send you a card that will give you that information. And you will do it during the F period. It's the time to do the best for everybody.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so do you feel that there is a resolution?
Yeah, there is a resolution.
You just need to believe stronger. You need to believe stronger that the right thing is going to happen.
You need
to know don't get discouraged.
It's been like 2 years, and this craziness
that's
is
okay.
going on.
That's okay.
Well, we're gonna change that. We're gonna know that you can do this at the right time, and everything will flow in your behalf.
Okay, well, I have nothing to lose by trying this, that's for sure.
That's right.
That's
you
right.
haven't. Just get that pencil and paper out and do your homework.
I will. Am I allowed one other question?
Yes.
Okay. one I usually don't ask because I have other priorities, but as a single lady who's never been married, I just want to know if there's any possibility of a relationship coming up for me.
November of this year. I would say it's around the holiday time, the beginning of the holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
A very fine gentleman. You haven't
I got chills on that,
because
by
you're
the way.
Too picky.
I'm sorry? What was that?
I said she hasn't married because she's too picky.
Not really. No, I just didn't want any losers to spend my life with. It turned out
well. You'll find a very, very fine gentleman, a very quiet man who is, you know, a businessman, but very quiet. He hasn't been married either, so that's okay. You'll find that you have a lot in common, so that's a good thing.
And I never met him before?
No, not yet.
Oh, I wait all the way till November.
Okay.
Okay, well. I'll be looking for any place special that I should be looking for.
No, just go about your life as usual.
And he'll find
me. It'll happen.
Wow. Well, it's something
also, it's important to be open.
Yeah.
And non-judgmental. Don't.
I told
don't
the man
be too
that,
judgmental.
And a less than a year later, he was standing in line to the supermarket, and a lady spilled a bag of potatoes, and they were on the floor picking them up. And they were laughing, and the clerk was waiting, and they were laughing, picking up these potatoes off the floor. And 3 months later, they were married. They're still married.
Oh, my goodness. All over.
So you never know where you're going to meet somebody.
All over those spilled potatoes. Oh, I chop in a supermarket a lot, so you never know.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All
Uh-oh.
Right. Well, I'll try to remember that up in November.
Okay, do.
Get ready.
Call me if you wish.
Okay, then. Am I going to hear your show again? Will you be on every week? Or
I don't know. We'll have to talk to Mary about that.
I hope so.
I think we can look forward to at least next week, and of course I have my regular show tomorrow at 1:30 New York time. So
that's right.
We are communicating all we can, and Ada Marie, you have a wonderful website. I'd love for everybody to know
about. Yeah, thegoldenoracle.com.
Goldenoracle.com.
Thegoldenoracle.com, yeah.
And I have a blog that you can go to anytime you like. It's themaryblake.com. I got tired of being one of 5,000 Mary Blakes and nobody could find me, so I decided I was going to be the Mary Blake, and then now people have no problem finding me.
All right, we'll have to check you out.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And thank you. It's wonderful to be able to speak with people just where they are and just what's going on. So good luck in your life.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Absolutely.
We have about 10 more minutes, and I'm just going to cut Ada Marie loose and ask her just talk about anything that Spirit wants you to say.
What I really want to say is that I hope everyone listening has faith in themselves. And the only way you can have that faith is to look into the mirror, look into your soul, look into your heart, and know nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible. But the impossible does take a little bit longer. Right, Mary? It takes a
Absolutely.
Little bit longer. So just
Absolutely.
Keep knowing that you can do it. I know I can. I know I can. Little train's going up the hill, and it got up the hill, didn't it? Well, that you can do that too. Every single person can get up to the top of that hill if they just put forth the right thinking. Think they can because they know they can and they will, and that's what makes it happen, the knowing. Thoughts are things, and next time we talk, we'll talk about that. Thoughts are things, and Mary and I will prove to you beyond a doubt that thoughts are things, and the more you think about, the more you become what you think about.
Yes, it's important to take responsibility for what you
right.
are you are creating, because you
yeah.
are creating your own life every minute of the day.
So think positive, constructive things, and they will happen.
You know, I'm kind of fascinated to hear. Could you tell us some more of the stories of what you when you told people the right time to do things and how it changed your lives?
Well, there's so many stories, Mary, I don't even know where to start. I know one young attorney who was just building his business, and his
mm-hmm.
mother brought him to meet me. And I sat with him about a half hour, and I gave him a card, and I gave him the papers, and I said to him, young man, go home and study. Just go home and read this and study it like you were taking a lesson. In school. Just go home and do that. Well, I never heard from him, and his mother, of course, moved back to Wisconsin. And about 10 years later, I gave a seminar, and he was at it, and I didn't even recognize him. And he came up to me, and he said, you know, he said, you really cut me loose. He said, I did what you said. I went home, and I studied it. And he said, I pick every time I'm going to have a court action, I pick the time and the date. And he said, I've been extremely successful in it. I said, well, that's good. What's your name?
Yeah, right.
So he told me his name, and his name was Robert. And that's a name that of a person that is usually very gung-ho when they start to do something. Ours are people who just get in there and really work at it. So he did well, but I could tell by he was with his mother, and he wasn't happy because he was with his mother. So I just made it simple, cut him loose, and let him go. So it was a great thing. I was happy to meet him. After 10 years had passed, and he was a successful attorney and had a nice firm, and he was doing great. So somebody took him under their wing, and they helped him. You know, that happens. Those miracles happen.
They do. They do. It's so wonderful. So many times we just let spirit work through us, and we never know what happens. But once in a while, we are able to get a thank you and know that what we put out was important in someone's life, and that is worth living for, isn't it, Ada Marie?
It is. It actually makes you gear yourself up to try to do more, to give you the strength to go forward and try to do more. So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yes, it is. And I've been
so
happy to be on
the show.
Do you
have any more of these wonderful stories?
Yeah.
Hello? Do you have any more stories that you'd like to share with us?
I can't think of anything at this minute, but What could we? Oh, I will say something. I talked with a group of mothers, and their kids were like preteens, you know, that age where we know
oh,
it
yeah.
all, but we don't know nothing.
Sure.
And there is that age. And I said to the mothers, I said, you know what? This is what I did. I said, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you do it. But it does matter your attitude toward it. And if your attitude is positive and is constructive and you smile a lot, you will succeed. And so the mothers with that armor on talked to their children every day. They didn't find fault with them. They just talked to them. And instead of finding fault, said, well, this, if you did this instead of this, you would have accomplished this. So they just took it backward. They went backward with it. And Mary, it just changed all those young people. I mean, they really, really, they got it. Because
that's fantastic.
And
yeah, and you know, one of the interesting things is to be able to ask the right questions. How many
right.
times do we make assumptions and we just don't have, we don't give the other person a chance?
Right, and we shouldn't make assumptions. We should wait. We should hear
mm-hmm.
everything and hear it out. We can be sad and we can be hurt by what is said, but in the end result, what did we learn from that little bit of pain? You know,
right.
we learn to be silent and to
right.
to observe things in a different manner. So.
Exactly, and I was it just hit me with the last lady who was speaking with us, who seems to think she's been wasting time. She's really learning patience.
That's right. I've had more people tell me that. Well, I wasted all this time. I said, wait a minute. What did you learn? What
That's
did you
right.
learn?
So
there's an old
back
little
full
piece
circle.
Of poetry. Yeah, right.
To time.
Time. You know, I walked a mile with laughter. She chattered all the way. But I was none the wiser for what she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and ne'er a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me.
That's beautiful. Yep,
now,
there you are.
Yeah, see, the patience to walk silently together allowed the man upstairs to impart his knowledge. And therefore, they both benefited.
So we need to take the time and stay open.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that,
now
that in
you
itself,
have about one minute to tell these lovely people anything on your mind, Ada Marie.
Well, the greatest thing on my mind is I'm very, very happy to be talking with you, and you're listening, and we're sharing, and I'm very happy that Mary had the time to take us down this road today, and I hope some of the things that you've heard have been helpful and will help you go forward in a healthy, positive, constructive manner. I'm grateful and grateful for that, to be working with Mary and to do this. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening today.
And be sure to tune in to the Golden Oracle show next week and bring your friends.
Thank you. And
I would just say, take a deep breath.
Right.
And feel all the love, feel all the power, feel all the beauty that is available there for you. And let it flow through you and let it nourish you. And know that you're not alone.
You're never alone.
Reach out to those people who are willing and able to help you, and enjoy your life. And just
Amen.
Make sure that you spend the time you are here on this planet well.
thoughts are things, and thoughts are very, very important things. So guard your thoughts as well as you would guard your home.
Blessings and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.